Well, today is the first Sunday of Advent, and this means a new sermon series as we make our way to Bethlehem for Christmas. What's the name of this series? Following Yonder Star. That's right. It's been a long weekend. Following Yonder Star. We're going to be walking with the Magi as we make our way to Bethlehem this year. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts prove to be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our rock and salvation. Amen. Well, I started seeing the postings about a month ago on some social media pages that are only perused by clergy, church musicians, and the planners of worship. And this topic comes up every year about October or November. The question, what is the appropriate way for the congregation to observe the Advent season? This has been a thriving debate among pastors and the planners of worship as long as I can remember. You got two teams, really. On one side, you've got the Advent or the liturgical purists. They say that, of course, Advent is a season for preparation, and it is far different than the season of Christmas. Christmas begins on Christmas Eve when the big candle is lit, and then it extends for 12 days. So you need to keep these two seasons very, very distinct, says the liturgical purist. Liturgical purists contend that it is not liturgically correct to sing Christmas carols before Christmas Eve. Advent, they say, isn't for carols. It is for hymns to be sung in a minor key. Advent is not about the celebration. It is about the slow, quiet, prayerful preparing of one's heart for the celebration that arrives only, not a moment earlier than when the big candle is lit. That's the purist. And then on the other team we might call the liturgically flexible. The liturgically flexible argue that people in the real world aren't singing Advent hymns in minor keys. They have their radio already tuned to Christmas music. They are enjoying pre-Christmas gatherings with family and friends. They're already watching their favorite Christmas movies, and their hearts are being opened by the lights, sounds, smells, even the tastes of late November and December. The liturgical flexible team says it's not the end of the world if we sing Joy to the World earlier than Christmas Eve. Well, believe me, there is intensity with this debate. At the lowest moments, the liturgical purists call the liturgically flexible crowd pleasers. Not to be outdone, the liturgically flexible sometimes call the purists sour Grinches. Well, to show you my cards, I switched teams. I don't know exactly when or where I switched teams, but somewhere I switched. Right out of seminary as an associate pastor 20 years ago, I was as pure as driven snow when it came to separating Advent from Christmas. Advent is Advent, Christmas is Christmas, and I made sure that my congregation understood that. Matter of fact, every year in my early years of ministry, not this Sunday, not even the second Sunday, but by the third Sunday of Advent, someone would complain and say, "Pastor, please, please, can we just have one Christmas carol?" And I would say, "Of course we can't have Christmas carols. It's Advent. Do you let your kids open their gifts on December 15th, or do you make them wait? That's what Advent's about. This is a blessed season so that we learn holy waiting." That was a hill that I was willing to die on. It's amazing how dumb you are when you're young. No offense, Dave. But over the years, I have softened in so many ways. And even this year, man, I'm getting to be such a softy. Even this year, this is the first time I could ever remember. I couldn't wait for Christmas music to be played on the radio. It's like, okay, we got through the trick-or-treat last night. Is my favorite station going to switch over now to carols? Something's changed with me. Well, being liturgically flexible today, you'll see that we are going to engage in an act that's not liturgically correct, but, you know, write it on the connection card, we'll have a conversation. This year, my yearning to start Christmas festivities a little bit early is less about pleasing regular worshipers or meeting the expectation of many of the first-time guests we have during the holiday season. This year, my longing to sing joy to the world, even on the first Sunday of Advent, is born from a new conviction. I think our world is in desperate need of a double portion of Christmas spirit this year. Would you agree with me? When I think about the world and what we've endured this year, we need Christmas. We need Christmas badly. We need it now. Just think in the macro sense, all that we've endured this year. I think, for example, of Orlando and the hate crime directed at our LGBTQ brothers and sisters. This year, I'm reminded of Dallas and the killing of police officers across our country. And even though some people are unfamiliar with it, we know of Aleppo, Syria. Who can forget the image of that little boy rescued from the rubble, or feeling deep heart sadness as we learned that just 10 days ago, the Syrian government renewed an offensive in Aleppo by bombing the children's hospital in that city. The world needs Christmas. And we, of course, this year, we've discovered that there are deep, deep fissures, even in our own nation, not necessarily caused by this unprecedented, nasty campaign, but deep fissures in our national life that were certainly exposed by this most recent campaign. Some of these deep fissures we discovered are even running through some of our own families. Our world needs now heaven-born joy that is meant for everyone. And then in the micro sense, most of us have had some personal challenges that have taxed our strength and may even tested our faith in a benevolent God. This week, I looked over the prayer lists that I've gathered over just the past couple months, and it just hit me. The sheer volume of need in the lives of people I know and in the lives of the people that I'm privileged to pastor. I have prayed for folk who need work, marriages that are disintegrating before our eyes, kids that are providing a real challenge, people who are suffering the anniversary, 1 month, 6 months, 1 year of the loss of their life partner, their spouse, diagnoses with no assurance of healing, and the list goes on and on and on. Christmas can't come soon enough this year. Indeed, we can't wait any longer. I think we're on solid ground as we embrace maybe an earlier than liturgically correct Christmas spirit this year. I think we have Scripture on our side. This Advent, we journey with the Magi as they make their way from the east to behold the Christ child. Consider how the story begins in Matthew. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we have observed his star at its rising." The wise one's journey to find the Christ child begins by observing a star. Christmas begins with, of all things, a star in the sky. This summer, I really took a renewed interest in learning more about our universe, stars in particular, as our family visited the Adler Planetarium in Chicago. Absolutely amazing what you learn by spending 1 day at the planetarium. Just to give you a sense of how big and bold and bright stars really are, let's take a look at this brief video giving you a sense of the size of stars as compared to the moon, our own sun, and our own planet. Let's take a look. Christmas in the Bible never begins in a small or subtle way. Mary's Christmas begins when she has her socks scared off of her as an angel arrives to announce that she is going to bear the child of God. Joseph's Christmas begins with shocking news that his fiancée is pregnant by supernatural means, and he too is visited by an angel that instructs him to care for the family and name that boy Jesus. And for the Magi, and indeed for the entire world, Christmas doesn't begin with a whisper, a melody in a minor key, a small little candle. God hangs a red giant to announce, hope is here, peace is here, joy is here, love is here, God is here. Christmas for the Magi begins with a star. You can't get bigger, brighter, or bodier than that. Friends, what our fearful, divided, and depressed world needs are people who will now reflect the light of that star. What the world needs now more than ever is a Christmas people, a bold and bright people who clearly announce with our spirits, our words, our actions, that Jesus Christ has come and indeed continues to come to heal, to forgive, to make straight that which is crooked. Christ comes to save, to impassion, and that's just the beginning of his work in our lives. The world can't wait another minute for us to withhold our starlight. So on this first Sunday of Advent this year, crank up the Christmas music. Go and get some more lights for your house, no matter what the homeowner association dictates. Make some extra cookies to drop off to a neighbor who is in the cold winter of a blue Christmas. Dig deep into your pocket to give generously this month so a child in sub-Saharan Africa may be saved from a preventable disease like malaria. Buy a cup of coffee for the person in the beater car behind you at Starbucks. Not only deliver the Christmas hand to the shelter, but go and serve it. Sit down to have an encounter with the homeless woman who needs not only the meal, she needs someone to hear her story. And speaking of hearing, speaking of listening, listen deeply at the holiday office party or at the neighborhood gathering. Listen to the longings and needs of others and maybe even invite them to this community of light this season. Maybe to the Christmas concert. Or maybe do something so bold and audacious you've never done it before. How about inviting someone to church for Christmas Eve? They need to bask in this cluster of stars called Epworth Church. They need to bask in the light so that they are seen and they know that they are cherished. Find your own big, bold, and bawdy giant, red giant way to announce a star has indeed risen. Christ is here, here now, bearing the joy, the peace, the hope, and the love that we have longed our entire lives to experience. Who knows? Maybe by you shining your light bright, the starlight of God, maybe someone will see and they'll stumble their way to Bethlehem with the rest of us. May it be so. Thanks be to God. Amen.